This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Lots of things happening on the outdoor scene, including an upcoming archery deer season that opens October 1st, and some very good fishing at local lakes, as well as the three big core of Engineer Reservoirs. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors Program. Well, if you've been to Coffeen Lake recently, within the last week or so, you'll notice that the north boat ramps have been closed or will be closing very soon. They were scheduled to close on September 18th and will remain closed until November 1st for a federal boat ramp rehabilitation project. Development items include a new two-lane extended boat ramp, new floating docks located on each side of the ramp, new floating courtesy docks, and new yard hydrants and drinking fountains. All facilities will be made ADA accessible, and this will continue on for at least probably through November 1st. If we get some bad weather, it could continue a little bit longer. Also, if you're looking for something to do, the Two Rivers National Wildlife Refuge near Brussels will host an open house at the Refuge Center on October 19th from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. During this year's open house, the refuge officials will reveal the name of the new nature trail developed during the summer of 2013. And new this year will be an archery station where our children and families can learn the proper techniques for shooting a bow and arrow. Other planned activities include bird watching tours, nature crafts, auto tours, a wildlife photography exhibit and presentation with live birds by the Treehouse Wildlife Center. The wildlife photography exhibit will highlight local professional and amateur photographers and will be on display October 15th through the 19th at the Visitors Center. Now, all local photographers are invited to submit original photographs of wildlife and nature landscapes taken on the Two Rivers National Wildlife Refuge or in Calhoun, Jersey, and Greene counties. Photos must be submitted by October 12th to be considered, and you can contact those folks at 618-883-2524. That number again is 618-883-2524 to learn more about the photo contest and exhibit, as well as the upcoming refuge open house. And keep in mind, the youth deer hunt is coming up very quickly here. Archery deer hunters are required to wear blaze orange cap and upper outer garment of at least 400 square inches of blaze orange during the youth firearm deer hunt. The special firearm deer hunt begins October 12th and concludes October 14th. Now, the blaze orange requirement also applies to participants in the youth deer hunt. The special hunt is for youth possessing a valid youth permit for the specific county or location they plan to hunt. The young hunters must be accompanied by a non-hunting parent, guardian, or responsible adult who has in his or her possession a valid FOID card, firearm owner's identification card. The shooting hours are half hour before sunrise until sunset, and youth hunters should be aware that the archery deer season will be underway and archery hunters will be out during the special weekend. Now, all other hunters except waterfowl hunters and trappers will also be included in the blaze orange requirement, which are open in counties open to deer hunt, which includes all of our local counties. They must also comply with the requirements to wear the blaze orange, and that's everyone except waterfowl hunters. Okay, we're going to take a brief break. Be back with more right after these messages. Illinois Deer Processing in Carlinville is downstate Illinois' deer processing specialist. Among the favorites are bacon burger and what isn't better with bacon. Breakfast sausage, a variety of snack sticks and sausage, including regular jalapeno and cheese and other flavors. And don't forget the jerky, pastrami, roast au jus, bologna, bratwurst, summer sausage, and much more. That's Illinois Deer Processing, 201 Mount Street in Carlinville. Open 7 days a week, all season long, featuring a rapid completion of your order.
Call 217-854-2455 or 556-3871.
Okay, we're back, and fishing in each of Illinois' three large core of Lake Engineers lakes looks very good. There's at Lake Shelbyville recently, several cold fronts have passed through, and even one overnight low ran about 41 degrees. This temporarily slows the big crappie bite, but it returns rather quickly to normal. Water temperatures started about 83 degrees a few weeks ago, and it's now down to the mid to low 70s. There's not been a whole lot of pleasure boaters out, so the main lake shorelines are not stained all that much, and that helps anglers as well. Most anglers are still fishing slip bobbers in set about the 15 to 20 foot range and fishing over the main lake down trees. You can use jigs and find fairly good success as well. Catches of fish are ranging up to maybe 100 a day, but only about 25% will measure 10 inches, and dozens more will measure in that 9 3/4 inch range. It's a lot of fun, and anglers are enjoying their good fishing action. Now starting to see good numbers of walleye over the past few weeks. Also seeing some pretty nice white bass, and we're catching these crappie fishing as well. The fishing is very shallow on the main lake flats, and you need a good wind to fish the fish up shallow if you're fishing for walleye and white bass. If you get a calm day, forget about it. Anglers are also catching good numbers of catfish, so the fishing at Lake Shelbyville has been very good. At Carlisle Lake right now, shoreline anglers are enjoying some very good action for channel catfish. They're using cheese baits, night carlers, and cut shad. Boaters are also doing very well drifting with bait shrimp. The crappie bite, very good. These fish are being caught anywhere from 16 inches to 4 feet, depending on the day. Minnows seem to be doing the best, but some are also catching fish with jigs and tube jigs. Fish around any submerged structure and just move from spot to spot until you find a nice batch of crappie. The white bass action has been good. They're being taken off both the humps and flats, as well as many of the clay banks and points, depending on the time of day. Some anglers are trolling over the humps with small crankbaits. Shore fishermen and those fishing the banks are using inline spinners such as Panther Martins or Vibrix, coupled with curly tails. In the tailwater, water level is very low right now, but the catfish bite has been good. They're catching good numbers of nice-sized cats on all types of commercial catfish baits, as well as live baits. Crappie bite, also good. Many of these fish are small, but they're seeing good numbers of crappie coming from the old riverbed. And the white bass bite has been good, particularly in the early morning hours on inline spinners coupled with a tube jig or curly tail tied maybe about a foot and a half above the spinner. And at Wren Lake, more good fishing reported. Here the crappie bite is good. The summer pattern is still in place, but things are soon to change. As the water cools, the bite will even pick up more. Fall crappie fishing on Wren Lake can be incredible. In October, the fish go into what many anglers call a feeding frenzy to fatten up for winter, and lots of fish are caught in October. Currently, the fish are being caught on stake beds and brush piles in about 5 to 14 feet of water. As the water cools, these fish will move to other areas, such as under the bridges, around the rocks, and lay down trees. Many anglers are catching more fish on minnows than jigs. And the catfish bite has been superb, as it has been all summer, even into spring. Main lake drifting has been the most popular technique. Pick a spot, cast out some lines, and let them drag on the bottom as you drift across the lake. It really doesn't matter where you drift. The key is to play the wind, letting it push you across the main lake. If you have an east wind, start at the Wren Lake Resort or the Sailboat Harbor and let it push you west. If you have a west wind, maybe pull into the Jackie Branch or Sandusky Branch and let the wind push you east. You will catch fish. All types of baits are working. Cut shad, leeches, shrimp, night crawlers. Maybe a cut shad, probably outproducing some of the other baits. Bass has also been a bit slow recently, but are picking up a little bit. They're being caught on crankbaits and shaky head worms. The corners of the Sailboat Harbor Bridge has been a hot spot to cast crankbaits lately. And the bluegill bite, still good. Catching good numbers of bluegill from the shallow water along the rocks. Regular old worms are working just about as good as anything. If you're fishing shallow along the rocks, try under the Gun Creek Bridge and the Sailboat Harbor Bridge. They're producing good numbers of fish. So we've got plenty of good fishing to be found at our home lakes, as well as the three big Corps of Engineer reservoirs. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.